about yourself in business, you will find opportunity.
All right, well, Emma Mills is on the line as well. She runs MyPA, that's M-I, MyPA, a company which provides virtual personal assistance. I can see an opportunity here, Emma, because people won't be able to take on staff. You can provide virtual ones. Can you see George Osborne helping you out today?
Well, I hope so, Alan, because obviously the assets of my business are not physical assets, they are the people. So for me, one of the things that I would like to see is they make it a little bit easier to take staff on. So whether that be, you know, getting rid of some of the employment regulations and reducing the cost of hiring. But you're absolutely right. Our business has grown in the past 2 years because we do help businesses that don't want to take on the staff but need some help and just want to pay as they go, basically.
I read in the Times this morning that the Chancellor's idea, because you talked about making it easier to take people on, the Chancellor's idea of workers, employees forfeiting some of their rights for shares in the company appears to have got no traction at all with businesses.
No support.
No support at all, yeah.
I'm surprised at that, to be honest, because I'm more for creating a business where the employees have the buy-in because you get the best out of them at that point. But to be honest, I'd also like George Osborne today to be a bit more innovative with helping businesses. So things like maybe tax credits against profits where you would spend the money on marketing activities or activities to actually grow your business.
All right, Brian Sloan.
That would be really helpful.
Emma, thank you very much. She's from MyPA. Brian Sloan, who we know well, of course, is from the Greater Manchester Chamber of Commerce, a sort of overarched